Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Radio that you control, 603-283-6160, if you want to join the discussion that we're going to be having here tonight. Hopefully, you're watching in the video feed over at video.freetalklive.com, because it is a special episode of Free Talk Live. I mean, Free Talk Live occurs every Wednesday, and it's always a special, unique episode of Free Talk Live. But tonight, we decided we're going to carry on the tradition from Topless Tuesdays, at least this week, into Topless Wednesdays, more or less just to see what happens.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to hear the phone calls and what kind of response we have, and I can't wait to see how many viewers we have. So everybody, please log in, take it live. We want to see how many records we can break tonight.
I'm already having fun.
Exactly.
I think we're probably already at a record.
Nice. I love it.
So anyway, I want to get things started by talking about the Olympic athlete. Now, I generally don't care about sports. I really don't. So I have a painting. I didn't even know the Olympics were happening. Now, of course, this is 2021, so why are the Olympics happening? Anyway,
yes.
Apparently they're the 2020 Olympics.
Are they in Japan now this time?
They are in Japan.
Yeah, they're in Japan.
But an Olympic champion, Biles is her name, Simone Biles, actually, she's not going to defend her Olympic title. The American gymnastics superstar, and it's worth pointing out here that she evidently is the greatest of all time in her sport.
Yes, that's what I have heard.
She's in a league of her own. I don't know anything about gymnastics, but from what I've gathered,
she's amazing. She's very, very unique when she performs. Her performances are very, very fluid, and she doesn't make any mistakes, and she is probably at the top of the pack.
And she's broken record after record.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she is amazing. She is certainly a trailblazer in the world of gymnastics.
Well, she withdrew from Thursday's all-around competition to focus on her mental well-being. USA Gymnastics said in a statement on Wednesday that the 24-year-old is opting to not compete. And this has made a lot of people very unhappy, especially conservative people, because they view this as shameful. She should have carried on despite her mental health for the glory of the country.
That's it, for the sport. And the way that it used to be is if you had some kind of mental issue or some kind of ailment, then you just pushed through. You didn't make it public. You didn't talk about it. And now they're saying that, hey, if you have a mental illness or you can't perform and something's wrong, don't perform. It's okay to be human.
And that's a better way of handling it.
Mm-hmm.
I would certainly agree. And but from what I've noticed, it's not just for the good of the sport. People wanted her to carry on, especially among the conservatives, the Republicans. They're upset because this makes America look weak.
Yeah, because she's an American athlete. So yeah. She was competing in the American Olympics.
They're on the internet saying she should have brought home a gold medal for us.
And she would have.
She would have, but it's not their gold medal.
It's not. It's hers.
But they think it is. You know, it's America's gold medal.
America won. They won this, this part of the Olympics.
And for the good of the country, she should have pushed on through and continued performing. They need to stop with that commie nonsense.
I admire her. And there's also another athlete that just recently came up with another mental health thing that said, hey, I can't compete for this. And they were, saying, this is great. Now that Simone has come out with it, other athletes are not afraid to come out and say, I'm mentally broken right now.
And I don't blame them because I know Simone Biles and a group of the other girls that were in the U.S. Olympic gymnastics team were getting molested by the doctor for years.
Yes.
And this came out and nobody really spoke about it except for one girl. And after she came forward, they all were like, yeah, it happened to me too.
Yeah.
So don't blame her for having mental health issues. I mean, wouldn't?
After something like that and after working as hard as she did to get into the Olympics, not once, but this is her second appearance
at
the Olympics.
It is, yeah.
So, yeah, she's put herself through a lot. If she wants to take a step back, hey, you go, girl. So Jade Carey, who finished ninth in qualifying, will take Bao's place in the all-around. It gets into the actual topic, the actual sports here that I don't particularly care about, saying we've had some conversations and she seems like she's doing what's best for her. It's awesome to see that she's gotten to go against the pressure of society and do what's best for herself.
I think that's great because people don't take care of themselves. They never put themselves first. And it's important that you have self-love and self-discipline for yourself in order to be good for the people around you.
Absolutely. And it's a lot of people think it's a sign of weakness, and it's really not. It's important to take care of yourself. And, you know, one day she's not always going to be this gymnast. One day, you know, you're going to get older and she's not going to be able to do it, and she's going to have all of these injuries that she's going to have to live with.
Yeah, exactly.
All these people don't have to live with those injuries and that mental anguish, but she does. So good for her for doing what's best for herself. That's really an honorable thing to do, I think.
It is. This Olympics is proving weird, and I wish I'd been paying more attention to it, because evidently there's also a volleyball team or something that is being fined because they refuse to wear bikinis.
And it was, and I don't know exactly which team it was. I don't think it was the American. But
it wasn't. Yeah, it was another country.
But now Pink, the artist, the music artist, has come up and said, hey, I will pay that fine for them. They're not going to have to come out of pocket.
Awesome.
She's going to pay the fine for the entire team because she supports them and their, you know, their right to not be be made sex objects. You know, if they want to wear freaking pants that come down to their thighs, and they're not big pants. It's not like they're pants that come way down to their knees.
They're just ordinary shorts, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes. Volleyball shorts are very revealing anyway. So if they want to wear those and they want to wear their little tops, then more power to them. You're freaking hitting a ball around a court, hitting the ground. Why do you need something crawling up your butt?
It's weird that they have that dress code.
It is.
And it's not like it's going to make you perform better to be wearing
no,
shorts.
No, but I think it's about viewers. I think that if they have
probably
that dress code and they're able to, you know, the more skin they can show, like tonight, the more skin we can show.
Yes, but we're doing this to make a point.
But it doesn't matter.
I know
that
it does.
The viewers don't really care. As long as we're showing that skin, they're going to tune in. Just like Olympics, if they need those viewers, they're going to say, you can't wear that. You got to wear something a little more revealing.
The Olympic Committee made a number of really strange choices this year about how to handle things. I know they banned a certain type of swimming cap that was used strictly by African Americans, and they were called racist for doing that.
Of course, because
it is kind of,
What was the reason? Like, why did they say, hey,
you can't use it? Now, they want everything standardized, apparently, and that's the issue they have with these uniforms. So, okay, standardize these shorts then.
Exactly. So let everybody wear shorts.
Yeah.
And what about the men? Are they going to wear the little Speedos?
It would be interesting to see the Olympic Committee.
I mean, let's put it across the board. If they're going to make the women wear these little bitty bikini bottoms, let's make the men wear the little bitty Speedos where their packages are really full frontal.
So Simone Biles posted on social media on Monday that she felt the weight of the world on her shoulders, and I could barely blame her. She's the best in her sport.
She is, yeah.
That's
and everybody aspires to be her.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine what she's going through every single day of her life, having all of that, you know, resting on her. It's a lot.
The weight became too much for her shoulders. The weight became too heavy after vaulting during team finals. She lost herself in midair and completed 1.5 twists instead of 2.5. She consulted with the U.S. team doctor, Marcia Faustin, before walking off the field. When she returned, she took off her bar grips, hugged teammates, and turned into the team's head cheerleader as the U.S. claimed silver behind the Russian Olympic Committee. Once I came out here to compete, I was like, no, mental is not there, so I just need to let the girls do it and focus on myself. Now, she's being characterized as weak for doing this.
She is, but that's huge for an athlete. I played sports all my life, and in order to be able to step back and let your team carry you, that is an amazing feat right there, because I broke my ankle, and I did not step back. I continued playing, and we were like, hey, the volleyball shoes come above it. So I played with a broken ankle so that we could go and win that game and that tournament. And was I hurt? Yeah, I was hurt. And did I need to sit on the bench? Yeah, I needed to sit on the bench, but mentally and for my team, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, and you probably made that injury so much worse.
I did.
And actually, what you're saying, it's harder to step down than it is to just carry through it.
Absolutely.
Because then you have that feeling of failure lingering.
And your team, they're depending on you, you know, especially if you're the best.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that, you know, this has worked out for her. And, you know, presumably now she's going to retire because I can't imagine she wants to ever take this pressure back up.
Good for her. I think it's a great time.
Good on here. Congrats to the Olympic team for winning the silver medal. They're saying, you know, they lost the gold medal.
Oh, it's silver. It's just silver. It's still a freaking medal. You still placed enough to get a medal.
Well, and also, does any of this really matter? Like, people think that this is, like, the most important thing in the world, and it's the Olympics. It's a big deal, and it's all these, you know, all these Olympians' dreams, but there are so many more things that are important than the Olympics.
Yeah, it would matter to me if nations use this as a way of, like, reconciling conflicts.
But they don't. It's the opposite.
Yeah, it just causes a lot of issues.
It does. So what are your thoughts on all of this? Should she have pushed through the mental suffering and completed the Olympics? I don't think she should have.
No way.
I'm glad that she's now moving forward to be happy, because in my opinion, that's the most important thing. But maybe you think differently. 603-283-6160. That's the call in line to talk with us. 603-283-6160. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You're welcome to join the discussion, 603-283-6160. That's the call in line for you to do that, 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Angie.
And Angie, you brought in this hilarious story about an officer of the year out of some police department.
I did. I read the headline, and I was like, are you serious? So I read the article, and the facts that were in the article were amazing. It says that cop got awarded officer of the year despite not working a single day in 2020.
That's I would give that person officer the year. Good job.
Isn't that great? He still had salary, but he never did any cop work.
That is great.
Yeah.
It would be better if he wasn't paid for it, you know, with theft.
Exactly.
But he's the only one not terrorizing people, so I guess that's good.
He was under investigation. That's why he was out of work.
Oh.
Let's go into the article so you can hear about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's from the Free Thought Project, and it says, in June, Detective Eric Watersheed stood behind the podium before the El Monte City Council's last meeting to honor Officer Carlos Molina. Watersheed bestowed upon him the prestigious Police Officers Association Officer of the Year Award for 2020. He's been with us for 21 years, Walter Sheet said. I remember when he first walked into the detective bureau, his leather was squeaking. I read his reports and I said, go into detectives. You're an excellent investigator. He never looked back. While dozens of officers in the room said nothing, others looked on in disbelief that Molina was chosen for the award given the fact that he received Officer of the Year. Molina hadn't worked in the last 19 months. How
more than a year and a half.
19 months. How in the world do you get an award if you've not set foot in the office?
So who was it who did the voting here? Was it
fellow officers? And they did it as a joke because they were trying to make fun of the system and how broken it was. And boy, did they make
still won.
I mean, they freaking did it.
That is
wow.
That is surprising that the I assumed, you know, this was some sort of community vote or something like that.
Wouldn't it have to be votes for people who were active, who were actually working? Wouldn't that make sense? But no, it was any officer across the board in the police department. It says, according to San Gabriel Valley Tribune, Tom Madruga, a contract attorney for the city, pointed out that Molina has been on paid administrative leave from September of 2019 to April of 2021.
Now, does it get into what he did?
It does.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He was given an award for a period in which essentially spent on vacation, earning over $200,000 for not even lifting a finger in official police capacity.
That's
so
pretty good pay.
He got paid $200,000 for 19 months and never did any work.
What a great use of tax dollars. I'm so glad we all paid for that guy's salary for doing absolutely nothing.
As the Tribune reports, Molina was under investigation for how he handled his last case involving child abuse. Molina, a detective at the time, was placed on leave because he spent a year working on a child abuse investigation that yielded little work product. Sources close to the investigation said that on condition of anonymity, additionally, he charged the city for 42 hours of overtime pay, equating to more than $4,400 during that period. Molina was probing the alleged physical abuse of 23-month-old Brutalian Vasquez at the hands of her mother, Donica, and stepfather, Oswaldo Uduro Chan. Molina's
investigation... He did this for a year?
He was on that case for a year, and very little reports were made, very little allegations. There wasn't a lot of work that they could see that he did.
So he basically has not been working as a cop for 31 months.
Yeah, pretty much. If he was 19 months, yeah, so that's a while. Yeah. And it says that he worked on it from October of 2018 to October of 2019 when the case was yanked from him and turned over to Detective Pedro Yanez. Now, Yanez closed the case in 44 days.
Wow.
44 days.
That's the best part, too. So not only has he not been working for over a year, but even when he was working, he wasn't even a very good cop at that or any sort of
It says worker. That Yanez submitted it to the Los Angeles County District Attorney on November of 2019. Prosecutors subsequently filed felony child abuse charges against Chan and Vasquez, the mother and stepfather.
Oh,
so this 23
wasn't closed like, okay, we're done investigating.
No, they just gave it to somebody else, and somebody else did it in 44 days, what he couldn't get done in a year.
So because of him doing this, that the child got abused for a full year that wasn't really necessary.
Well, I'm assuming it would probably be in foster care or something,
nope.
Right?
It says Brutalin Vasquez, now 4, suffered bone fractures and burns, a district attorney spokeswoman said. Chan and Vasquez will appear in Los Angeles County Court on August 9th. Meanwhile, the administrator investigation was launched into Molina's handling of the case. Although he was allowed to return to the force after 19 months off the job, he was reassigned as a patrol officer. Now I feel much safer.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Having him on the street.
Well, if we're going to have cops on the streets, I would rather they be inept and incompetent and lazy and just wanting to draw a paycheck.
Just doing my job.
Yeah,
I would rather they not be out there, you know, beating women in the face with their feet.
Or pushing them into nightstands or choking them or whatever.
It's really concerning to me because, you know, I think we're probably all in agreement that police are completely not necessary and they normally do more harm than good. But people have the argument in things like this with, like, child abuse cases and, you know, investigating stuff like that. And even in a position where there was a child being in imminent harm, being abused with broken bones, he didn't feel the need to do a good job in that case and actually help that child. Instead, he did absolutely nothing. And
so the child sat there for over a year in the abusive situation before anything was done. And it took the other detective 44 days to say, hey, this is probably not okay. It says, according to the report, some of the officers thought Molina's Officer of the Year award was merely a bad joke to possibly embarrass the police chief, David Reynos.
It sounds like he should be embarrassed.
Oh, yeah, he should absolutely be embarrassed. Just wait. It says, I feel Molina received the votes as a joke or a way to send a message of dissatisfaction, Sergeant Jimmy Pitts said in an email sent to the entire city council the night before the June 29th council meeting, according to the Tribune. Pitts tried to get the council to stop the award, pointing out that it would be a disservice to the members of the EMPOA, which is the police department there, the city council, and city residents if the award ceremony moved forward.
Well, it sounds like they need to be embarrassed.
Well, and they kept going. He says, if the public or media learned that the city council publicly recognized a police officer who did not work a single day in 2020, but was paid his full salary for the entire year, had benefits, it could bring unneeded negative attention to the EMPOA city and police department, Pitts said. Well, now we have
learned. And they didn't even fire this guy.
No, they didn't. They didn't fire him. They did not stop the awards. They kept going with everything, even though they were warned by the sergeant that said, hey, this is not okay.
So they just shuffled him over to the street patrol department, and he
Molina,
got to keep his job.
Yep, the gentleman that got the police officer of the award, he was put back into the police department as active duty, and now he is a patrol officer.
Are we surprised, though?
Absolutely.
I'm not surprised.
No. It says, well, now we have learned that this and the mayor council members and police union look rather silly for refusing to listen to Pitts. Adding insult to injury is the fact that city councilman Martin Hanera shared Pitts' concern, but was also ignored. Molina did not perform anything in 2020, so how does he get awarded Officer of the Year when there were other deserving officers, Herrera said. I think it's an affront to the city administration and to the council itself. I think the board is being antagonistic just to be contrary to the city manager and police chief. Why else would they do something like this?
Well, I think it's great.
Yeah, it's absolutely great. I mean,
it just points out that the police department and everything, they're all a joke.
Absolutely.
Like, we cannot take anything that they say or do seriously if they can't even get their active officers an award, and they give this man an award, and he's just sitting there at home.
Well, the officers themselves are basically saying, hey, this entire thing is a joke.
Yes, and they voted for this one to make it look like a joke, and it worked.
What are your thoughts? Should this officer have been the Officer of the Year? I can't think of anyone better.
Right?
Who did nothing. 603-283-6166.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spending part of his Wednesday in Pennsylvania. The president delivering remarks at the Mack Trucks Lehigh Valley Operations Manufacturing Facility in Macungie, Pennsylvania. The president saying the economy is recovering from the coronavirus pandemic due to the American Rescue Plan.
We brought this economy back from the brink. Checks in people's pockets, shots in people's arms, tax cuts for working families with children. We designed our strategy not only to provide a temporary boost, but to lay the foundation for a long-term boom that brings everyone along.
The Senate will vote Wednesday evening on moving forward on a bipartisan infrastructure agreement after negotiators reached a deal on key issues. That's according to Republican negotiator Rob Portman of Ohio. This is USA Radio News. The Honor Flight Network is announcing it will resume veterans flights to Washington, D.C. starting next month. The flights were stopped during the pandemic. A former member of the military is calling out woke ideology.
Another U.S. general was pushing his wokeism agenda on Twitter Sunday. Former Army Captain and U.S. Senate candidate Sean Parnell from Pennsylvania tells Fox News this behavior from a superior is bad for the country.
10 years ago, this wouldn't have happened in the military, and I served under President Barack Obama back then. When I was in the Army, we focused on the mission. We didn't really care what your politics were. We didn't care where you came from, what color your skin was, what god you worshipped, or how much money you made. We cared about the mission. Because a laser focus on the mission keeps people alive on the battlefield. And when this general is out there trolling people on Twitter, and when our leaders are not focused on the mission, people die.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the discussion, that's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Angie.
And Nikki, I think it was you who brought in the story about California and how much they hate cryptocurrency.
Oh, yeah.
Basically. So they basically made it illegal to buy a gaming PC or a high-end PC. Now, to me, I don't really care about that because I can't imagine how many people are actually out there buying pre-built gaming PCs.
I can imagine. Well, and that's the thing, too. You can just buy a different one and kind of build it up yourself. So there are ways to get around it. But
it was a problem with the power usage, right?
Yep.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, allegedly. So it's actually not just California. I think it's 6 other states, too. I think Washington and Oregon,
okay,
too. So Dell is banned from selling its powerful gaming PCs in California because it consumes more energy than the liberal state's green laws allowed. This is an article from the Daily Mail. Computer maker Dell.
Well, that's not the way it works. I mean, if you put a heavy load on it, it can certainly use a significant amount of power, but just having powerful components isn't necessarily going to cause that to happen.
Right. If it's just sitting there idle or you're just perusing, you know, Google or the news or something like that, it's not going to pull all that power. It's just if you're actively gaming.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a car. So, like, you can have a 700-horsepower
yes.
car and you can ride it in third gear and you're not going to use that much power. But once you get it up into sixth gear and you're really making the engine work, then that's when it's using
exactly.
the gas and the power. So computers work similarly. So the article continues to say, computer maker Dell has been banned from shipping its gaming system Alienware to customers in California due to power consumption regulations. The Alienware Aurora R12 gaming desktop without the 11th generation Intel Core processor is the only model that can be shipped to all 50 states. The other three systems with the powerful chip, which range in price from whatever, $1,000 to $2,000, cannot. So according
to... Wow, California would hate me.
I wonder if you could order that component separately and then stick it in yourself.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
I mean, they can't stop you.
Right, so I mean
you can kind of do whatever you want, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna email them. Can I have permission to do this?
I mean, it's not like there's a national registry of computer parts that you have to, you know, say, oh, look, yes, I received this graphics card or this processor or whatever. So the government of California would never know.
But being that they have, like, limits on them how much power you can use, I wonder if the power company would report you, oh, this person's using too much.
In California, it seems like they're kind of headed
yeah.
in that direction. Definitely not right now, but it seems like they're headed in that direction, which is really scary that people don't even have the right to use whatever, however much power they want and pay their electricity bill.
All I'm going to say is that if you haven't invested in solar, you should get to it.
Absolutely. Yep. I want to get solar here, but it's a long-term project, and I've got enough
yeah.
long-term projects going
right.
on right now without starting a new one. But it would...
Just add it to the list.
Yeah, not necessarily to save money or anything like that. It would just, it makes sense to have energy independence as much as possible.
Absolutely.
And solar allows the average person to at least have some level of energy independence.
I think at some point we won't have access to power from the power companies. I think that the grid will go down and things will hit the fan and that we will be like, oh, it's really happening.
Fortunately, at the present, though, you had mentioned that, you know, the electric company may report them. Unless things are set up differently in California, at least in any of the places I've lived, the power company has no way of knowing what you have running that is using the amount of power that you're using.
Right. But they can report you and say, hey, you might want to go investigate address ABC because they are using a substantial amount more than DEF is using right beside of them.
That's true. They may very well do that.
Yeah. We rented a house at one time, and we had some LED lights, like growing veggies and stuff. And the people were like, oh, because power was included in the rent. And they were like, we're going to have to go up on your rent after this lease is up. We were like,
oh, my gosh.
No problem. We're moving.
So it's not just California. It is, Colorado, Hawaii, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington have also prohibited the sale of this computer.
Jesus.
So,
this one computer from Dell?
I think...
I'd be very curious to know what the specs are.
I think I'm
going to
look it up. I might need one of those.
I mean, if it's $2,000, based on what I know about these pre-built gaming PCs, it's going to be mid-range.
Yeah, it's not that great.
No.
So, what it says is California law restricts anything made after July 1st to 50, 60, or 70 kWh a year. I don't know what that means. I don't really know that much about
kilowatts per hour. Is that right? KWH, kilowatts?
I think so.
Per hour?
So they can't... So devices themselves cannot use a certain amount of power.
Right.
Okay.
But wouldn't that come from, like, your power supply and your video card and your processor?
If you're running at max load, I don't know what sort of kilowatt hour you might get out
maybe,
of a gaming PC.
Maybe they're having issues with the gaming PCs used for mining.
Oh, well, that's certainly what it is.
Because that's what they do with them. I mean, if you get a gaming PC with a high-end video card or something of that nature, most people are not using it for games. Adults, anyway. They're using it to mine crypto.
Yeah, and they have it running all the time.
Exactly.
And it seems more like an attack on cryptocurrency. They know that people are mining, and they know that they're probably using these systems more likely to mine rather than game, so they don't want people mining.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
They want people using that dirty fiat.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could mine cryptocurrency. I actually do just use mine for gaming and for, like, video processing
yeah.
and stuff like that. I wish I could mine cryptocurrency because I recently upgraded a graphics card to a $2,400 one that could probably mine a lot of cryptocurrency.
You're completely out of this range. You can't buy that video card in California.
No, probably
nope.
Not. No, this computer would not be allowed there. I mean, especially when it's under heavy load. And
you're going to coyote it in.
Coyote it in?
Coyote to, like, the coyote people
like
to Mexico.
Smuggle it?
Oh. Yeah, they're going to smuggle it in to California.
Well, I have no desire to go to California, and I can't imagine New Hampshire becoming one of these states to do this. And
no
it's
way.
Just six of them, Vermont. I'm not surprised to hear it included. Hawaii, also not. I'm just sort of surprised New York wasn't included.
Yeah. Well, in the article, the last sentence said that the reasoning behind it, hang on, let me pull this up one more time. The restrictions stem from the idea that California is the most populous state in the nation, has the largest economy, and is second only to Texas in total energy consumption. So that was kind of their excuse for it, so to speak. But if other states are following their lead, then, because I can't imagine that Vermont is using that much energy.
No way.
Or has that much population.
Exactly. They're not that hugely populated, so they can't use a whole bunch. But, you know, I would imagine that there are probably mining, I don't know, what are they called when there's a whole bunch of miners in one?
Mining farms?
Yes, that there's probably mining farms in California that are using an astronomical amount of power, and they're trying to crack down on those. They're like, hey, you can't use that gaming PC, or you can't use that computer because you're using too much.
Well, I imagine most mining farms in California would be using like ASICs and not your standard video card.
Exactly. But they still pull a lot of power.
I would imagine they do.
I mean, we use miners for heat, and our power bill is pretty pricey, especially in the winter. You know, people are like, oh, how much is your power bill? I'm like, I don't know, $500-$600 a month. Holy cow! Why is it so much? I'm like, because we're using them for heat, and they heat very well if you haven't tried it.
They do anything electronic that is, you know, doing work generates a lot of heat. Like, it's not usually that bad to sit here because the room is nicely air conditioned. Mm-hmm. But when we're doing the show and all of this stuff is on and there's video processing going on over here, it gets very, very hot.
So it's a very good night to be topless.
It is. Exactly. Yeah. And apparently it's a good night to have a fire. I wasn't planning to. Well, it was in the back of my mind that I may end up burning stuff tonight.
Maybe that's what people, they knew. They were like, hey, is Aria having a fire? I was like, I don't know. I haven't heard. They're like, well, are you sure? But like several people asked me.
That's so weird. Because
before you even planned it?
I haven't said anything to anyone about
it.
Having a fire. The most I did was straighten up the cardboard in the fire pit and threw a couple of pieces of wood on it. That was it.
That was
because
it.
Because I was just cleaning up the space.
And now I was like, hey, Aria, are you having a fire? She's like, I don't know. Maybe. I was like, great. Well, it's already planned for you. I don't know if you knew.
Yeah, so I guess that's what we're doing. But as you mentioned, tonight we're doing a topless episode of the show. You can check it out at video.freetalklive.com. It's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. If you want to join the conversation, that's 603-283-6160.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
You can join the discussion if you want, 603-283-6160. That's the call in line for you to do that, 603-283-6160. And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. It is the place to go to learn about cryptocurrency. If you're new to this technology, you don't know anything about it, Bitcoin.com is the place to go. Just click Getting Started up at the top, and you'll find a number of short videos there that will tell you everything. Not everything you need to know, but the very basics of cryptocurrency so that you can actually get involved in this world-changing technology. And it is world-changing technology, and it's only going to become something that people talk about more and more as time goes on. So learn about it over at Bitcoin.com. And if you already know about it, you can still stay up to date on all of the news in the cryptocurrency world by visiting news.bitcoin.com.
I was going to say that because I have never been to bitcoin.com. And so today as I'm riding down the road, you know, coming back to this area, I was like looking for articles and I was like, oh, let's go to bitcoin.com. So I went to the site and I was like, wow, there's a lot of stuff on that page.
It's an awesome website.
Right? Yeah.
I can't go to it right now. I wasn't even sure when I got released if I could even do the bitcoin.com live.
I remember that you asked me the very first time. You were like, hey, read this. And I was like, all right.
Well, that was like right after I got out of jail. So
yeah.
A bit of an overabundance of caution there.
I can't blame you.
Yeah. I want to talk about, speaking of an overabundance of caution, New South Wales is extending their lockdown. Now, we've talked about them a few times. This is the territory or state in Australia that said, don't even talk to your neighbor. Don't smile at them.
Yes.
Just ignore them.
Yep.
And that's a horrific thing to tell someone, but they also have said worse things. We talked about it last night. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was something that was just, oh, they reported that out of the 171 new cases, I think that was the number that they had yesterday, all but one of them were fully vaccinated.
That's crazy, because I thought that if you were vaccinated, you couldn't get it.
That's normally how it works,
and
right?
I'm wrong, I guess, right? Obviously.
Well, it's a cold virus, and they mutate very quickly.
So then you have to get multiple vaccines multiple times in order to be vaccinated against all of them, and they don't have vaccines that protect you against every single variant?
Well, and they're also not vaccines, but that's a whole nother...
Because you're in the medical
story.
Field, so
yeah.
Am I right?
It's not a vaccine. It's not a vaccine
okay.
at all. It is gene therapy. It does not prevent you from getting COVID. You know how many patients we've had in the hospital that have tested positive for COVID after they just got the COVID vaccine?
Now, don't they say that if you get the COVID vaccine that you are going to test positive shortly after because they give you some
Because normally, like with a vaccine, they put like a little bit, like it's called attenuated.
Yeah.
So they put a little bit of the weakened virus in you. So then your body, it's supposed to trigger your immune cells.
Right.
And then you're supposed to not be able to get it. So like stuff like polio, it works, you know, with the flu, it normally works. But with the COVID-19, vaccination, it is not any part of, there is no COVID that is going, being injected into you. It's not a weakened version of COVID.
No, it only deals with the spike proteins.
Yep, so it's an mRNA vaccination. So instead, they're putting these weird chemicals into you that are supposed to alter your genetic makeup, basically. But instead of triggering your immune system, what it's really doing is it's triggering people's blood cells. So it's affecting their platelets. Their platelet counts are going down, so people are getting bleeding disorders.
Is this why the blood clots are appearing?
Yeah, so people are getting, like, people are hemorrhaging, but they're also getting blood clots because it turns your blood cells into, it misshapens them, basically. So people are getting these bleeding disorders where now their blood is clotting. So people are having strokes, people are having heart attacks, people are having blood clots because it's negatively affecting the blood. And we are seeing an increase of patients. I work on a cardiac unit. We are seeing an increase of patients coming in with all of these bleeding disorders. You know, it's a cardiac unit, so we always see this stuff. But I would say at one point when I realized maybe like over 90% of my patients on the floor were vaccinated.
Wow.
I was, you know, it's Massachusetts, so we kind of have a high vaccination rate anyways.
That's scary.
But I was kind of like, this can't be a coincidence. You get the vaccine 2 weeks, and now you have a new heart condition that just came up out of the blue.
Yeah, and there's nothing you can do. You just have to eat it, and you have to go to the doctor and take care of it yourself, because you can't go back to the vaccine manufacturer and say, hey, this is because of you, because they're not held responsible.
No,
well,
they're not.
Even if they were, you're not really going to be able to prove that the blood clots or the hemorrhaging are a direct result of the...
Doctors won't even admit it.
Well, the average person has like a really bad lifestyle. So it's not like they eat healthy or they exercise or they're in good shape or they're great for their age or their weight. And so the doctor can easily say, oh, it's because you're obese. Or, you know, even if you're not technically obese, the BMI scale says that you're obese if you're like 20 pounds overweight. And technically, people who are 20 pounds overweight, they're not always obese. Sometimes they're just athletic.
Sure. And on top of all of that, on top of all of the possible side effects, none of which do we know anything about, by the way, it doesn't even protect you against COVID-19.
No, exactly.
Vaccinated people are still getting it. And they blame the unvaccinated people for this. And what they don't understand is basic evolution. With these viruses evolving, if you have an area where more than 50% of the population is vaccinated, then the virus that mutates in a way that it can bypass that vaccine is by definition going to be the most successful strain of that virus.
Yeah, yep.
So they're characterizing the Delta variant as being more contagious than other forms of COVID. I don't believe that's true. It's just the strain that actually figured out how to get past the vaccination.
How many strains do they claim that there are right now?
I don't know.
They haven't even
named all of them. Some of them were just known as letters and numbers that seemed random at the time.
So it's just like a regular cold.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if Aria has a cold, there's a chance I'm going to get a cold.
And I also want to point out that there has never been a successful vaccination for a coronavirus because of the mutation factor. And I think it's just been hard for them to be able to turn any coronavirus into a vaccination like they would with like the flu.
Yep.
And also, there has never been a successful mRNA vaccination that I know of. I could be wrong on that. I'm not like 100% positive. but there has never been, they've never had a vaccination for the common cold or like when they had like swine flu and there was another one.
Did they have a swine flu vaccine?
SARS.
Am I right that they, did they have a swine flu vaccine?
I don't believe so.
They did, but it had really bad, one of them had a vaccine, but it killed people.
I think it was
swine. Yeah, nothing that was widely used.
Yeah, and I don't think that it was adopted by a lot of people. Like very few people took it.
Well, it was a great big nothing burger.
During the Obama administration, right? I'm pretty sure that was when it happened. And it wasn't one that they required. It wasn't one that they pushed. But then it fizzled out. People built up immunity, and then it wasn't a problem anymore.
Well, they're worried that because this is a coronavirus, that people won't really build up immunity, just like you don't build up immunity to the cold. But this is the same reason that vaccinations never worked for the cold, right? And this is what we've been saying on Free Talk Live from the beginning, is that, oh, suddenly we now have a method where we can vaccinate against the common cold. Where have they been locking up this technology for all of my life?
Now, tell me what you mean by, you said it was a coronavirus. What does that mean? What does that have to do with it?
Nikki would be better to answer that question.
Can
I just know that the common cold is a type of coronavirus.
Yes. So coronaviruses, there are thousands of different types of coronaviruses. It's just a type of virus. The common cold, MERS, I think, was one of them. That was one of the big ones that was more deadly and more contagious. But it's a giant scale, and it can range from anything like the common cold to something that is more serious. But there are thousands and thousands of them. And
is the corona a coronavirus?
What?
Is the flu a coronavirus?
No, it's not a coronavirus.
So corona is just a blanket term.
Basically, yeah, it's just a type of virus.
Okay.
I think it has something to do with the shape of it and like the microscopic nature of it.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. I thought it was just some term that they pulled out of the air and was like, hey, this is corona.
So at first they were calling it the novel coronavirus because it was a new coronavirus that we had never seen before. And it was acting differently and, you know, people were getting sicker. And really the reason that happened was because it was man-made and it was created in a lab. And
so
I have been saying that for over a year, and people were calling me crazy. People were saying I was a conspiracy theorist. And then it just came out recently that they were doing this research in a lab in Wuhan, China, and there were American scientists working at that lab.
Exactly.
So I don't think any of this is a coincidence. I'm not going to go.
It was paid for by Dr. Fauci.
Yep.
And the COVID-19, they tell us, you know, it originated with a bat, and they were specifically experimenting on bat coronaviruses in the Wuhan research facility. No, that's not a foolproof, you know, it's not foolproof evidence. However, it's enough circumstantial evidence that this virus originated
in the lab. You are in front of a jury, you're probably going to get a guilty verdict with all of that evidence.
Yeah, they're going to have to convince me all of that, which would make perfect sense, is not true. And I mean, but the average person doesn't care. They just believe whatever the talking heads in the media and the government tell them to believe. So if the media says, no, that's nonsense, that's a conspiracy theory, then the average person is just going to write it off and never pay any attention
to it. Our government would never lie to us.
But they do lie to us. I mean, just, they said, get the shot and you can take off the mask, right?
Yes.
Just get the jab and you can go back to normal. And now they're oh, yeah,
gotta have
you got the jab.
Yep, just kidding. Two
and
masks.
We know it's got these side effects and, you know, we know you still get COVID-19, but we know all of that's true. Put on the mask anyway.
Exactly.
603-283-6160 if you want to join us at 603-283-6160. When we come back, we're going to talk about New South Wales and their lockdown and how much worse it is in Australia than it is here.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.